Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, we'll take a look at Joe Biden's creepy executive order promoting a new bioeconomy. What does it say, and why are some predicting it will open the floodgates to transhumanism? Also tonight, Dr. Anthony Fauci is back up to his old tricks, admitting the COVID vaccines failed to offer any protection beyond a few months. But now he wants you to get vaxxed for monkeypox. He is supposedly the science, remember? So don't ask questions. Just roll up your sleeves and shut up. We've got a report on Biden's failed border with some rather stunning video and the impact it will have for years into the future. And more corruption at the CDC regarding lies told about the COVID vaccines. While one nation in Europe is now banning all mRNA vaccines for people under 50. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. The National Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Initiative was created by Joe Biden's executive order on September 12, 2022. Patrick Wood, an expert on the global technocracy movement, says this executive order virtually guarantees that transhumanism and genetic manipulation of citizens will be the main topic of the 2024 election cycle. Biden's executive order represents a tectonic shift in that it aligns and mandates all federal agencies, quote, to coordinate a whole-of-government approach to advance biotechnology and biomanufacturing to help us achieve our societal goals, end quote. What societal goals are they hoping to achieve? Wood explains that this phrase, societal goals, is used no fewer than six times in the document. Section 8 states that the so-called societal goals are identified in Section 3. But upon examination, Wood notes that only cursory goals are found there, ordering agencies to create reports to submit to higher levels. For instance, Section 3, number 5, states the purpose is, quote, to address the societal goals identified in this section, end quote. But the only goals listed here are to create reports. So are the societal goals to submit reports? Well, that is what it says, except the reports are directed toward, quote, health, climate change, and energy, food and agricultural innovation, resilient supply chains, and cross-cutting scientific advances, end quote. So the real goal is in the introduction to the executive order. And it should make your blood boil, folks, because of the massive degree of sweeping changes and humanistic arrogance. Here's what it states, quote, we need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. Unlock the power of biological data, including through computing tools and artificial intelligence. And advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles for commercialization so that innovative technologies and products can reach markets faster, end quote. So, this is about using gene editing technology to reprogram the human body, just like a computer can be reprogrammed by changing the software codes. On top of this, Patrick Wood explains that your tax-paying dollars are going to pay for your transition from humanity 1.0 to humanity 2.0. Because federal investment is specified in this executive order to flow into so-called, quote, key research and development areas of biotechnology and biomanufacturing, end quote. Patrick Wood concludes by writing, quote, Biden's National Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Initiative is a complete capitulation of our government to Big Pharma, the biotechnology industry, and the entire transhumanism cabal that wants to create humanity 2.0 by changing our genetic structure. Unfortunately, this is nothing more than a continuation and expansion of the eugenics movement from the 1930s, and it should be recognized as such before tossing it back into the flames of Hades, where it belongs, end quote. Dr. Anthony Fauci now admits the durability of the COVID jab was a flop, but thinks the monkeypox shot could last a lifetime. Well, this is classic Fauci backtracking, weaseling out of his previously ironclad statements about how this COVID injection will protect you from getting COVID and spreading COVID, then coming out with the truth that they really didn't do that, but only a partial truth, because he still lies about the COVID shots offering a, quote, lasting, end quote, protection against, quote, severe disease, end quote. Take a listen.
It was a rather unique situation with COVID vaccine where there was no doubt that the initial protection against symptomatic disease as well as severe disease was well into the 90s. That was the really good news. The sobering news was the durability of protection, particularly against infection and symptomatic disease. Fortunately, the durability against severe disease lasted. But if you look at coronaviruses in general, which is usually a good parameter of what the response to a vaccine is, even with a coronavirus infection, the durability of protection against reinfection long before COVID came along, just the typical common coronaviruses, did not last very long. And we see instances of reinfection with the same coronavirus. That poses a very different situation, which leads to the need for and the importance of updating vaccines and giving the boosters that are part of the regimen in addition to the primary regimen. When you're dealing with a pox virus, inherently, pox viruses have a much greater durability of protection. We know that because smallpox itself, once you get infected, you are essentially protected for life against reinfection. Once you get vaccinated with the standard smallpox vaccination, you can be sure that the durability is measured at least in decades and maybe lifetime. What we're dealing with now with JYNNEOS is that it likely is going to have a durability of protection if you get the two doses, not just one. We want to make sure people get their two doses. The durability very likely is going to be much greater than that shortened durability of the COVID, because they are really fundamentally two different viruses.
Well, there you have it. The monkeypox vaccine is going to be great. Two doses and you're good to go for life. But that COVID vaccine is good too, as long as you get a new one every 6 months. The master of doublespeak. He once declared himself to be the very personification of science, a virtual god who is above reproach and whom people should listen to and obey without question. Anyone who still listens to this guy must be under the influence of an mRNA overdose and maybe has too many of those toxic spike proteins clouding their brain. Pat McMurray of 100% Fed Up reports that since Joe Biden was installed as president, more than 2 million illegal migrants have crossed over our border and into the United States. So let's put this in perspective. The state of Maine has a population of 1.3 million. The population of Vermont is just 650,000. Wyoming's population is 579,000. 2 million is a lot of people who will be fighting for jobs in a country that is now in a recession. They'll be needing health care and will be placing their kids in schools funded by American taxpayers. And that does not even take into account the number of gang members and other violent criminals who are coming to America to make it their new home. Even if only 3% of that 2 million are hardened criminals, that's 60,000 men who are capable of murdering, raping, and assaulting Americans, not to mention selling drugs to our children. No legitimate government would allow its own citizens to be disrespected in this way. On September 13th, Fox News reporter Bill Mulligan released a 55-second video that was taken in Naco, Arizona. Here's a clip from that footage showing more than a dozen illegals dressed in camouflage being dropped from the top of the Mexico-U.S. border wall and threaded through a maze of barbed wire coils and finally landing at the bottom of the wall on the side of the U.S. Watch this video. Independent journalist Ben Bergwam is another who's been covering the border. In a recent video report, Bergwam revealed how Catholic charities, well, they're helping to process the illegals like a sausage-making machine. They come in, get what they need to make their long journeys into communities across America, and then they're picked up and transported. He calls them facilitators of human trafficking, a statement that's quite hard to argue with. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admitted that the CDC did not monitor vaccine injuries between February 26th and September 30th of 2021. That's basically the first 7 months during which the shots were being widely distributed and people of all walks of life were being pressured to get them by the government, by their employers, by the medical community. Walensky said in a letter written to Senator Ron Johnson and made public on September 12th, that the CDC did not analyze certain types of adverse events reports in 2021, despite the agency previously claiming it started in February of 2021. That's what the Epoch Times reports. In July of 2022, Dr. John Hsu, a CDC official, said that the agency started performing analysis on VAERS reports in February of 2021 and, quote, continues to do so to date, end quote. But in a letter written September 2nd and sent September 6th to Senator Ron Johnson, Walensky acknowledged that her agency gave false information on safety monitoring but failed to explain why. So it makes you wonder, what else are they lying to us about? We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back from the break. We talked about the CDC in our last report, and so let's continue right there. A study published in late August found that 345 people in England died of myocarditis in 1 year, all vaccinated with one of the three COVID-19 vaccines. The study, conducted from December 2020 to December 2021, looked at deaths after a hospital stay for myocarditis or with myocarditis being listed as a cause of death on a death certificate among 42 million vaccinated people in England, age 13 and up. The Epoch Times reports that the publication of the study's findings in the American Heart Association's journal called Circulation marked the first time in the medical literature that researchers have confirmed that myocarditis associated with one of the COVID-19 vaccines can result in death. The article was published online August 22nd and appears in the journal's September 5th, 2022 issue. Cardiologist Sanjay Verma told the Epoch Times, quote, "This is really big to talk about deaths. The CDC keeps saying generally mild, generally mild. There's been a concerted campaign to emphasize that people have not died from myocarditis, and it's generally mild," end quote. Myocarditis is defined as inflammation of the myocardium, the middle layer of the heart muscle. And if it's diagnosable, it's a serious heart condition, not anything to be dismissed as mild. Although the CDC has acknowledged since the spring of 2021 that myocarditis is a possible side effect of the Pfizer-BioNTech Moderna vaccines, the agency has not publicly spoken about death as a possible outcome of myocarditis. So, this is a bombshell study. Let's hope it gains traction and leads to further studies and ultimately a moratorium on all further injections. Some more good news to report on the vaccine front tonight, and it comes from Denmark. The Danish government has decided to ban nearly everyone under the age of 50 from receiving any of the experimental mRNA COVID jabs. In July 2022, it was no longer possible for children and adolescents under the age of 18 to get the first COVID vaccine injection. And after September 1st, 2022, it was no longer possible for them to get the second injection. Alex Berenson reported, quote, "Denmark will bar almost everyone under 50 from receiving more mRNA COVID jabs," the Danish health authority said yesterday, end quote. Danes under 50 will only be allowed to receive the shots if they are, quote, "higher risk of becoming severely ill from COVID-19, end quote. The Danish health authority has not yet defined those groups, according to Berenson's report. But they will likely include only a handful of immunocompromised people. Denmark, well, they did not come right out and say the risk of mRNA injections now outweighs their benefits in healthy people. But that view is implicit in the announcement, which does not merely discourage, but actually ban shots for those people, even though Denmark expects, quote, "a large wave of COVID injection," end quote, in the next few months. The chairman and CEO of Chevron has warned Americans to brace for higher natural gas prices this winter. CEO Mike Wirth made the comments in an interview with CNN on September 13th, in which he warned consumers that, quote, there's certainly a risk that cost will go up, end quote, when it comes to natural gas. Quote, prices already are very high relative to history and relative to the rest of the world. We're already seeing this impact being felt in the European economy, and I do think it's likely that Europe goes into a recession, end quote. That's what Wirth said. Europe has been suffering from an energy squeeze in recent months, as many of you know, and it's driven by many reasons. One of the reasons is their crazy radical environmental decisions, like getting rid of fossil fuels and coal. It's also been driven by its decision to wean itself off fuel from Russia in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine. And now we've got chronic shortages and a move by some European Union countries to phase out coal as part of the European Union's version of the Green New Deal. The outlook for Europe this winter is now looking more and more dire after Russian state-owned energy corporation Gazprom scrapped plans earlier this month to restart gas flows through its Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany. It's worth noting that the CNN Chevron warning about coming higher natural gas prices comes one day after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned that Americans will also see much higher gasoline prices this winter. They are preparing us for skyrocketing prices and possibly shortages. It's coming. It's coming post-election, and you can bank on it. Amtrak is canceling all of its long-distance trains ahead of a planned freight worker strike that threatens to land a serious blow to the already struggling U.S. economy. The company is not involved in the ongoing labor dispute, but freight companies own almost all of its 21,000 route miles outside the Northeastern Corridor, where it owns its own tracks, so reports the Daily Mail, which adds that the Amtrak announcement, quote, effectively cancels all planned trips, including those from Washington, D.C. to Sanford, Florida, and the Silver Star from New York City to Miami. The only area that will not be affected by the train cancellations are those in the Northeast Corridor between Boston and Washington, D.C., end quote. A company spokesman told The Hill that the changes are meant to ensure that all trains can reach their destinations before the strike. The spokesperson said, quote, while we are hopeful that parties will reach a resolution, Amtrak has now begun phased adjustments to our service in preparation for a possible freight rail service interruption later this week, end quote. More than 55,000 people ride Amtrak outside of the Northeast Corridor each day. That's according to the Rail Passengers Association. Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan, who is running against Republican J.D. Vance for Ohio's open United States Senate seat, has gone silent after saying, quote, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, end quote, must, quote, kill and confront, end quote, former President Trump's Make America Great Again populist nationalist movement. On Tuesday, Ryan called for voters to, quote, kill and confront, end quote, the MAGA movement, even as more than 3.1 million Ohioans voted for Trump in the 2020 election and more than 2.8 million voted for him in the 2016 election. Ryan said on MSNBC, quote, how do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we are dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement. But working with normal mainstream Republicans, that's going to be really, really important, end quote. He added that, quote, Democrats, Republicans, independents, against the extremists, leading an era of reform around reconciliation so we can heal this country and move into the future, end quote. Well, it sounds like Ryan's version of healing the country is a lot like Joe Biden's promise of promoting unity, where it's contingent upon the elimination of all parties with whom they disagree, apparently after they kill and confront the dissidents or send them away to camps. I don't know. Then they have their unity, but only then, and then their healing. That appears to be the game, if we can take their words at face value. And Ryan? Well, he has so far declined to clarify his statement. One thing we can say with reasonable certainty is that if this had been a conservative Republican speaking about far-left Democrats in this manner, he'd be getting a knock on his door from the FBI requesting a clarification, probably within hours. We'll be right back with tonight's Worldview Report commentary. Welcome back. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary, and it has to do with the increasingly incendiary rhetoric coming from Democrats, where they seem to be almost begging for the militant brown shirts within their party to launch violent attacks on pro-life, pro-election integrity Americans. The latest example comes from the senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono. Speaking on September 14th on the floor of the U.S. Senate, she issued a, quote, call to arms, end quote, against pro-life Americans. Now, you might be thinking, she was using hyperbolic rhetoric, right? I mean, that's what a lot of politicians do, particularly when they're in the middle of a debate. But you don't normally preface your comment with the word literally. But that's exactly what the senator from Hawaii did in her remarks about the so-called attack on women from the pro-life movement. Take a look.
The word hypocrites, it doesn't even go far enough to call them out on what they're doing. This is an outright attack on women in this country. That is how I see it. That is how more and more women and those who support our right to make decisions about our own bodies. That is how we see it. And why? Because that's what's happening. Madam President, I yield the floor, but clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms in our country.
So this is literally a call to arms in our country? She's calling out the shock troops over the perceived loss of rights to, quote, make decisions about our own bodies, end quote? Where was Senator Hirono last year when people were being threatened with loss of jobs and being kicked out of public places if they could not show proof that a certain pharmaceutical product had been injected into their bodies? Well, she was, of course, silent. Why? Because I think she could care less about the right to bodily autonomy, and she knows it. All she seems interested in is the right to murder unborn babies, which, by the way, involves the body of another, not just your own body, Madam Senator. And by the way, I wonder how much money she gets from groups like Planned Parenthood for her campaigns. So to the U.S. Senator, I say, stop with your insightful, divisive, and deceptive rhetoric. Women are smart enough to know the difference between true bodily autonomy and the sanctity of life, born and unborn, and the need to protect the lives of the most innocent and vulnerable among us. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. And we thank you for your support. As I remind you, each and every night, we're a listener-supported broadcast. Without your support, we can't do this. Takes a team of seven of us about 15 man hours a day to put it together. So thank you for your support that gives us the budget to produce this program. You can support us by, well, a few ways. One is going to MyPillow.com and using that promo code B66. And we ask you, please use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. So thank you. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, towels, mattress toppers, so much more. MyPillow.com, again, use that promo code B66. You can also go to MyStore.com, pick up the brand new My Coffee by Mike Lindell. They also have the new coffee pods in, which I guess about 30% of the people are ordering that. So you can get it whole bean or ground. It's non-GMO, and guess what? No pesticides, 100% organic. It's great tasting as well. And, of course, I love the fact that it's not sprayed with pesticides. Check it out at mystore.com. A lot of other products there by American entrepreneurs. Please use that promo code again, B66. You get savings, we get credit. You can also go to WVWTVstore.com. Check out my resources, which include emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life. We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food since 2016. You can order it online at WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order over the phone, we have someone standing by to take your order even right now. That number is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. 9357. Also at WVWTVstore.com, you can find out about our upcoming Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Starts on Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks with Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Dr. Andy Woods, Leo Holman, Dr. Lee Merritt, and so many more. All the details are at WVWTVstore.com. If you're looking on a smart device, click the menu button and look for the conference. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can use that same number, 901-468-9357. And finally, you can support what we're doing through our Worldview Weekend Foundation by making a contribution to WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And you can use that same number to support us over the phone, 901-468-9357. Thank you for your support, and thank you for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate all the radio shows that I present to you that are free at worldviewradio.com? How about all the TV shows? I'm on TV 4 hours a day, and you can watch all of it for free at WVWTV.com. It's free for you, but it's not free for me. Do you know I spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bills? If you appreciate all the free radio shows, all the free TV shows, guess what? I need your support. We are a listener-supported broadcast. How about my new Worldview Report? You know that's been picked up by 6 different television networks? We don't charge them. We let them take that for free. We let a lot of different networks pick up our programming free of charge. But guess what? It cost, well, tens of thousands of dollars to produce these shows each and every month. Our radio shows, our TV shows, the IT guys that maintain the websites and the Roku channel and all we do. We need your support. And one way you can do it is by making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com. We really need your support. WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You can also call this number. This number now is only for making a contribution or ordering products online. It's not a customer support number where you call and ask a bunch of questions. The people who answer this phone are only for taking your order or where you can make a contribution. And that number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Again, area code 901-468-9357. And again, you can also make a contribution online at WVWFoundation.com, or you could use our mailing address, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee. That's Collierville, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. So there's your 3 ways to support us: through the mail, over the phone, or online. However you support us, and how much doesn't matter, the fact you support us is so greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for your support.